I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go. Back to do it again. It's another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show coming to you from wherever it is we come to you from. It could be coming out of your computer, your radio. What else could it come out of? That's probably it. Your computer, your radio, your iPad pod thing, whatever. There's a million ways that the show could be delivered to you each and every week here as we gather to play great old-time records on the radio here on the Oompa Hour. And, hey, I got another fresh stack of records to go here. And yes, I promised you last week that every week now, until I can't stand to hear the song anymore, we are going to play the Old Style Waltz by Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra. It's just so annoying, but yet so fabulous at the same time. That will be played in the show, and I will not count that as our official show waltz. We'll have another waltz besides that one, as long as we wind up playing those. So those of you that like the waltz, you're going to get two records in every show for quite a while here. Well, let's start it off with a polka. Matty Madura, here is the Sunset Polka. Madura there. That is the Sunset Polka, getting things rolling this week on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Old-time records, that's what we do on the show every week, actual phonograph records. Next one is a little odd, because when I hear the song Shotzi, I immediately identify it with Whoopi John doing Shotzi. And Lil Wally, of course, Polish style. Lil Wally, probably the definitive Polish record old-time maker of history. I mean, every place you look, anytime you see old-time records, there's a bunch of Lil Wally records in there. Lil Wally conducting the orchestra, it says here, and they're doing Shotzi.
Thank you. Shotzi, Shotzi. I call you Shotzi cause I love you so. Shotzi, Shotzi. My heart is with you wherever you go. Shotzi, Shotzi. I had this feeling for you from the start. Shotzi, Shotzi. I'd like to tell the world you're my sweetheart. Shotzi, my dear, is a lovely word. Maybe you know what it means. But just in case, dear, you haven't heard, it's sweetheart of all my dreams. Shotzi, Shotzi. Let's tie the knot so we will never part. Shotzi, Shotzi. You'll be my Shotzi, I'll be your sweetheart.
Just weird to me to hear Lil Wally doing Shotzi because I always think Whoopi John, but hey, works for me anyway. And a big orchestra with strings and everything. Wow, crazy stuff. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. What's funny is it says right on the record, I'm looking right at it, it says here it is an instrumental. It's printed right on the label of the record. I don't know about you, but I heard singing. Did you not hear singing? I heard singing. Shotzi, Lil Wally here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. We'll use that as a transition into an actual German-style record, huh? Bernie White and his polka band. Here's one everybody knows. Here's Hot Pretzels. Knows that song and they hear it and they have no idea what it is because it's an instrumental and they you know no one sings a title or anything, but everybody hears it go, oh yeah, there's that song Hot Pretzels there, that particular rendition by Bernie White and his polka band here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old time oldie show, playing old time records here on the radio like we do every week. And remind you can always get in touch with us here at the Zumpa Hour many ways: phone, email, text, Facebook. How much more technology can we stand? You can email us at umpahour at AOL.com. You can call the hotline at 218-259-2985 and leave a message on the device. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And you know that phone number that I just told you, 218-259-2985? You can text to that number as well. All right, now as long as we're going to be playing here in a little bit the old style waltz that we played last week, I'm playing it every week, I told you. And we're going to get in trouble for that anyway. I thought we may as well play this one. You know, there are polkas that have politically incorrect titles. The Too Fat Polka would be a really good example of that. And another good example of that would be this number by Tommy Redder and his orchestra. This one is called Ugly Girls.
My sweetheart now, 'cause she's got money. She does the polka twist when we go dancing. After the dance is through, we go romancing. She is so ugly that it's not even funny. But she's my sweetheart now, 'cause she's got money. Drive her Cadillac, I spend her money. She pays my room and board, she is a honey. She is so ugly that it's not even funny. But she's my sweetheart now, 'cause she's got money. Someday I'll buy a ring, I'll spend her money. When we will get married, days will be sunny. She is so ugly that it's not even funny. But we'll be man and wife, 'cause she's got money.
That's Tommy Ratter and the orchestra there, and Ugly Girls here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. We are an equal opportunity show. We will play records that insult anybody. I can only work with what I can find, though. But anyway, I don't think that record has one of those little paper sleeves that you put it in, so I'll have to borrow this one. I'm not sure. I try to keep the records organized, you know. There are so many of them. Georgie Cook coming up here in a second with the Turnpike Polka after I tell you about A World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to stop by, pay him a visit, because, well, it's just really cool. Any place that's got 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display is a place with a lot of staff with strong backs and powerful arms. I'm telling you, that's a lot of display to take care of. Imagine how much 1,400 accordions and concertinas would weigh. Think about that. It's worth going just to see that. Anyway, they're on display. They're beautiful. It's amazing stuff. And a lot of rarities. And it's just, yeah, you should just go there. Just take my word for it. But I'll tell you more. They have memorabilia, historical information. They have music. They have a gift shop. They have a beautiful concert hall. They have one of the only places left in the world where you can learn to repair and maintain concertinas and accordions and related instruments in their technicians and repair school. They have dimension concerts and jam sessions and outdoor events and indoor events and educational opportunities. Just all kinds of stuff. Pay them a visit. Look them up online. Worldofaccordions.org is where you can find out more about it. If you're going to be in the Superior, Wisconsin area, might want to put it on your list of interesting places to visit. worldofaccordions.org on Belknap Street. I don't know what a Belknap is either, but anyway, that's where they're located. Check them out if you have the opportunity. Georgie Cook now and his orchestra, and this is the Turnpike Polka. ¶¶ Go, Georgie Cook and the orchestra. That's the Turnpike Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Every week we get together. We've been doing it for 175 shows now. I know, because I keep track of them in the computer. That's a lot of polkas, ladies and gentlemen. I heard a joke. I got a joke. You want a joke? You want to hear a joke? Here's a joke, if I remember it. Why did the Norwegian Navy put barcodes on the side of their vessels? Why did the Norwegian Navy put barcodes on the side of their vessels? Because when they return to port, they can Scandinavian. Get it? Scandinavian. Oh, terrible. All right, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks with the Marlin Sisters right here on turntable number 2 with an original Columbia 45 from the early 1950s, as a matter of fact. In fact, the labels just about wore off of this baby. Charlie Was a Boxer, a big record for Frankie and the Yanks, and they re-recorded it several times over the years. This is the original recording of Charlie Was a Boxer. Here is Frankie Yankovic. Charlie Was a Boxer, Frankie Yankovic with the Yanks and the Marlin Sisters, the original recording here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I told you last week, I played a record that I just discovered I'd never heard before, and it was such a preposterous but yet extremely enjoyable record that I vowed I was going to play it every single week until I can't stand to play it anymore. And it is a waltz, so waltzers at the ready if you please. Here's Jay. I love this record. It's so ridiculous. Here's Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra with the old style waltz.
Hey, Ah, yeah. I love an old style waltz played by that old style band. Dance to this old style waltz in which you can hold her hand. Give me an old style girl. Hand me an old style beer. Around and around we whirl. Mid hearts, but is full of cheer. We'll swing and sway in an old fashioned way. A setting for romance. It's my lucky day. And I hear her say, I'd like to get in your pants. What's it? This is an old style waltz. Played by an old style band. Dance to this old style waltz. I'm sure you will think it's grand. Play it, fella, shaka. It's a setting for romance. It's my lucky day. Even I hear her say, why don't we give love a chance? This is an old style waltz played by an old style band. Try this old style waltz and you will agree it's grand.
I don't know why that record is just so crazy. I love that record. That is the old style waltz. That is Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra here at Tim's Oompa Hour. That is what you're listening to if you just turned it on and you're like, what in the heck is this I'm hearing? That's what it is. So we'll just take that record and we'll set it back up here on the little shelf under the lamp. And we will play it again next week because I'm playing it till I can't stand it anymore. That record cracks me up. Jolly Joker's over here at turntable number two. Let's do the Pumpernickel Polka.
Pumpernickel polka, and we'll dine and dance tonight. Let's all dance together, hold your partners close and tight, and listen to the drummer, for his rhythm can be beat. I hear a band that's playing very lively, and their music sounds so sweet. the Pumpernickel Polka at Gibbon Ballroom tonight. Let's all dance together, hold your partners close and tight. Come and listen to the drummer, for his rhythm can be beat. I hear a band that's playing very lively, and their music sounds so sweet.
The Jolly Jokers there, apparently dancing with bread. I don't know. Pumpernickel Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. It's old-time records on the radio. What kind of a crazy idea is that? Just crazy enough that you get away with it in northern Minnesota if you hide somewhere in a small town and just do it. Eddie Zima with the orchestra. This is Polka Jamboree. Eddie Zima there with the orchestra and Polka Jamboree on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now I have the E-I-E-I-O Polka. I swear there's more letters in the title on this record label. Hang on here. Let me look. E-I-E-I-O. Okay, E-I-E-I-O. I guess that's correct. Anyway, the Deutschmeister's version is what I have here. Odds that I can spell Deutschmeister's correctly when I type this into my computer while the record's playing. About 50-50 anyway. Sing along!
You all come.
Right, admit it, you were singing with, weren't you, huh? The Deutschmeisters there, the E-I-E-I-O polka, all in capital letters with a period after each letter on the record label there. That's what was throwing me off, was having punctuation on it. Anyway, we're doing it like we do every week, spinning the old-time records here on the Oompa Hour. We do it every week, and we always play a waltz. We played a waltz already, actually, but that one doesn't count. I will play another waltz in the show. Every now and then, rarely do we get a record labeled a Rhinelander, which is also a town in Wisconsin. But this has nothing to do with the town of Rhinelander, Wisconsin. I have Johnny Dino and his orchestra. This says it's a Rhinelander, and this is The Rebel. Johnny Dino and his orchestra, and the Rebel, a little Rhinelander action for you here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, old-time records. It's what we do every week. Every week, you can count on it. We haven't missed one yet, so we'll see if we keep that going for a long, long time yet. Don't forget, now, if you have request, dedication, question, comment, or just like sending email, you can do that, oompahour@aol.com. We'll get your message, and we will heed its warning. You notice that weird noise in the background? I have the fan on in the studio here today. It's like 85 degrees here in northern Minnesota, which is typical for summer. And it's like 90 up here in the studio today, so I had to turn on the little fan. And if I don't move just right, the fan hits the microphone. But just pretend you didn't hear that, okay? Beer Garden Waltzes. That's what this record says on the title here. Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys on Tim's Oompa Hour. Well, there you go. That is Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys there. It's simply titled Beer Garden Valses. A bit of a medley there, if you would accept that. So there you go. This next record now, I don't think we've played this since the early days of the Oompa Hour. Couple years ago, 3 years ago maybe. It's been a while since we've had this one, and it's Bobby Gregory and Band. Apparently they couldn't think of a name for the band. And I don't really know that this classifies as a waltz or a polka or what the heck this is, but you can dance to it. And it's a wonderful romantic number called I'm a Hoopy Scoopy Over You.
Oh, baby.
Why did
one of those great records that I would just keep playing it till I couldn't take it anymore. Bobby Gregory there, and I'm Hoopy Scoopy Over You here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I play those kind of records, and I think, man, I could have been making records. Because I had the attitude, man. I just didn't really have the talent. But anyway, here we are right in the middle of another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Got Polka Spear coming up. Isn't it nice? Isn't it nice to sit down and flip on your podcast or your radio or wherever you happen to be listening to our show this week and realize that you can listen to about an hour of great old-time records and have some fun and just enjoy yourself and sit back maybe or maybe dance a little bit there, crank it up out on the patio in the backyard and do a little waltzing or something. And absolutely not hear anything about politics. I just realized that. I never come on this show and complain about the president or talk about the president or be in favor of anybody or anything, or because it has no business here on the show. We do not talk politics ever on the Oompa Hour unless it's some weird record that brings up something from 50 years ago. But this is a bipartisan, non-denominational polka show. That's what this is. Here's Polka Spirit. This is the Under the Oak Tree Polka.
Thank you.
będzie wiedział, dajcie buzi franiu, nikt nie będzie wiedział, co dole na dole, na samym klepisku, chciał mnie pocałować i dostał po pisku, chciał mnie pocałować i dostał po pisku. Lubiła, że każda panienka jednego lubiła. Ożenił się stary z młodą chciał ucieczkę, a ona do niego jak do stary ciepły, a ona do niego jak do stary ciepły.
Polka Spirit here on Tim Zumpa Hour Under the Oak Tree Polka. And I think, you know, technically, I think I owe you another waltz this week because I was not going to count the old style waltz as a waltz. And every time I pull another record out and it's got a waltz on it, it's got a song I like better on the other side. So I'm not playing a waltz. And I am not going to guarantee you that we're going to get another waltz into the show. You got a Rhinelander. What more do you want, for Pete's sake, huh? In fact, I have Eddie and the Slovenes coming up. I was going to play the waltz on the other side, but I'm going to play the polka side. And that's just the way it is. But before I do that, I'm going to push this button right here, and you'll hear these two very important messages.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, I promised you Eddie and the Slovenes, and I also admitted that we may or may not get another... A waltz into the show this week. We'll have to see how it goes. Love One Polka. Here's Eddie and the gang.
Love One Polka. love but one and have a lot of fun. Oh, my darling, you can't love but one. Darling, you can't love but two. Darling, you can't love but two. You can't love but two and your little heart be true. Oh, my darling, you can't love but two.
Is Eddie and the Slovenes and Love One Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I was just noticing that it's Eddie and the Slovenes, meaning Slovenian. The record is in a Polish record sleeve because I have them color-coded. That's in the wrong place, which means it's going to wind up in the Polish section where it doesn't belong. Oh, where am I going to find a red sleeve for that record? Because I don't know where they are. They're in a box somewhere. All right, we don't have time to talk about it. This next record, I have to apologize sometimes because we get a record by a group and I have no idea how to pronounce her name. And I always feel bad about it when that happens. It's a group of sisters. And they apparently all have the same last name, and that last name is pronounced, or spelled F-R-O-L-K-E. Is that the Frolke sisters? It's not Frolke, I don't think. The Frolke sisters? I don't know. If someone knows, call the hotline or send an email or a Facebook or something. The Frolke Sisters, F-R-O-E-L-K-E. I'll just spell it after this. We'll never try to say it. But we all know the song. They're doing the Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka.
Pumpkin pie, who's not ready? Holler, I promise.
See how that is? I made that big deal out of not being able to pronounce their name correctly. And then I go on and I wow the record. That's at the beginning where it kind of went, kind of like a Victrola winding up. Man, we just screwed that one up totally, huh? Anyway, look at that. We're all out of time for another edition of the Oompa Hour, for Pete's sake. I better shut up and let the theme song singers sing.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Up to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced live at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, a world of accordions, and Kev's Records. We'll be back and play some more records next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.